Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live tonight for another episode, and always and forever I have my host, my co-host, partner in crime, Max Rice.
Hey.
Hi. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
And my allergies are whooping my ass all of a sudden. I don't know why, but they are.
You got the show.
Now, I guess, because, you know, I don't know. But anyway, I'll work through it. So, tonight is our round table discussion. We're doing Sasha's top five. I don't know if we're going to have anyone on. I think we may have some other people come on tonight. But we shall see. If not, oh, well. It'll be all good.
Yeah, we got enough to talk about. We got big mouths.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, sit back, relax, join in the conversation. If you want to log in and talk to us, call in at 929-477-2384. Before we get started, is there any housekeeping that needs to be taken care of before we get into thing? I'm distracted because I saw something on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to see what it is. And anyway,
well, we got three things. I mean, JG Intimate Pleasures will be starting tomorrow. We're giving out free toys if you can answer a question in the group,
mm-hmm.
and on the life page. So whenever you see that question posted, be the first one to answer that question correctly, you get a free toy sent out to you. It'll start Monday and go to the 19th of this month.
So it's going to start on the 14th?
Yep.
And until?
The 19th.
The 19th, which is what, Saturday? Friday?
Friday, I believe.
It's going to be Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a Saturday. Okay, cool. What else?
And also, JG Travel,
mm-hmm.
will be going back doing our annual ABN trip out there to Las Vegas for the ABN.
In January.
So, in January 24th to the 28th. So, 4 days of fun, relaxation, you know, get to see some different stuff that, you know, walking around there in the expo.
People going to be naked.
Well, no, they're not going to be totally naked.
They're going to have pasties and little ding-a-dings on their boobs. And you might see some, you know.
You're going to see
different.
Not face paint, body paint.
Yeah.
Like last time I was there, you know, you see a girl walking around with body paint. BDMS show with this woman on stage. She was, you know, flogging this guy and, you know, having him crawl around and go around with a leash.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some interesting things. There's something there for everybody. If you want to go in and buy a toy, there's a toy expo, you know, a toy section over here. You want to see some of your favorite porn stars, they'll be there too.
Okay, so what's the third one?
Oh, the third one is, we have, if you go to jdintimatepleasures.com, everything on the site is 10% off. So you go there, go to either our like page or to our group, and there's a group code that you have to punch in after you decide what you're going to get. At the checkout, just put that code in, and you automatically get 10% off your whole order.
Cool. So, it took you long enough.
I thought you were going to read your Facebook stuff.
No, it wasn't that important. Anyway, so tonight we're having Sasha's top five. This is basically some discussion roundhouse table things, not necessarily things that you've seen, you heard, or read, but just some general topic discussion. So let's get started. First question is, are you spontaneous, or do you have to plan everything out? Or can you just go with the flow?
It all depends on what it is. Majority of the time, I'm, spontaneous. Don't mind that you wake up and be like, hey, come on, let's go hit the casino, or let's go get something to eat, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, fine, let's go do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to go traveling somewhere, I would like to plan, ahead of time, make sure, know where we're going, we got everything to get there.
So, you're not the kind of person that would, that will just pack a bag and say, okay, let's go. You're not that kind of person, me either. I'm not very spontaneous. I can get up and say, okay, let's go, but out to whatever. I'm not as spontaneous as I used to be. I used to be very spontaneous, but I've gotten old. With bills, money, and jobs, and all that other stuff comes into play, you kind of, you lose a little bit of that spontaneous type of
spontaneity.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes I don't really need to go there because I already know if I'm going to take a 2-hour trip there and have some fun and take a 2-hour trip back, tomorrow when it's time for me to get up and do something, I'm like, oh, damn, I'm too tired to do it.
Okay.
that's just four on the road by itself, not to mention wherever you're going to go, you might have to spend another 2-3 hours. Looks like you went to the hair expo. It was there for a good 3-4 hours.
No, that was too much for me. Ooh, I was going to What up, boo?
What's going on, people? What's going on, man? What's happening?
No, not much. We were talking about, are you spontaneous, or do you have to plan everything out?
I'm a little bit of both. I've come to the realization that I had to make a compromise because I'm very spontaneous. Like, I just say, let's go. Where are we going? Don't worry about it. Let's just go. We got money. We got gas. We got a car. Let's do it. And then some things, like, I really, really want to do, I have to just sit back and actually plan it. Because to be spontaneous with, let's say you want to do a big trip. And you tell my man, let's go. Forget how to plan. Let's go. And then you realize it takes planning to make those big trips. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah, and it depends on the situation because,
right.
A big trip, I gotta be like, okay, I gotta plan that. I gotta know what I'm gonna wear, what I gotta pack. I gotta know
how
to
budget that thing, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't budget, ain't no point of going.
Yep, exactly. So that's that. But yeah, I think you can be a little bit of both. Depending on the situation. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, everybody. Okay, sorry about that. And I was like, but I had to take care of something. I didn't want to cough and sneeze all day. So, but anyway, so the next thing that I wanted to talk about was, you know, you have people that say, like, I got into a discussion on Facebook the other day about some stuff that's going on in a local school here in my town. And this person said to me, and I saw him saying to a lot of people, that if you don't, you know, it's about the dress code here at the school. And so it was like, if you don't have kids, why are you even saying anything? Why do you even have an opinion? And I'm like, why do people say that? Like, do you want to have kids?
Yeah. And I got a friend. She's going to sit back here and tell me about her friend. I mean, not her friend. Her son getting bullied at school.
Okay.
So I'm going to give my 2 cents. And what she should do and how she should go about doing it, because the stuff she told me, I'm like, you going about this too lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, they going to segregate the kid who's not caught in trouble, the kid who's getting bullied, and pull him off to a table by himself at lunchtime because he's getting bullied at lunchtime.
Mm-mm.
So when he gets hit in the face by another kid, they don't do nothing about it. The kid doesn't get expending nothing. But if she just says, she told him, well, I'm going to tell my kid to hit back. Now, the principal tells her, well, if your kid hits back, your child will be suspended for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her, well, you're taking this too hard. You got to say, well, I'm going to tell my child to hit back, and if you suspend my child, I'm going to sue your ass. And that's how you got to be. They already know you ain't got no bark or no bite. That's why they doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't understand it because you're not a parent. But don't tell me how, you know, about your kid then. I don't want to hear it. And know what to do because you are a parent. Why are you telling me, someone who doesn't have a kid, then? Keep it to yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I just think that it's crazy to think that because a person doesn't have children, that they can't have an opinion on how to rear a child or what's right or wrong in a situation. Because the comment makes them. As people, it's funny how people have a problem with something when their kids aren't even in the school and they don't even have children. I'm like, but I'm in the community. I ought to be able to voice my opinion about what's going on in the community that I live in.
If your child is a little hoochie, a little whore, or a little nigglet running around your ass, then, yeah, that's your concern because I need that child can't get a job because they don't know how to dress. Now you want to come over here and try to rob and steal and take from me. Or lay up on their back trying to get pregnant by.
I don't know about their kids because from what I've seen, it has been mostly Caucasian children that have had issues. And like I said, I don't know everything. But that's what I saw in the news story. But anyway. I don't know what the what just got me was the fact that people were saying because you don't have children, you can't have an opinion about something. That's like saying because I'm not married or I'm not in a relationship, I can't have an opinion about a relationship or a marriage.
And apparently,
yeah, that burns my grits, man. That right there. But chiming in about the saying that you don't have kids, so you shouldn't have an opinion. People forget we were all kids at one point in time. We were all at that stage of life. You know what I'm saying? We were the bully at some points because sometimes you get pushed to that point where you go to that dark side and you become a bully. Because I was both at one time. I was bullied and the bully. But I got in a lot more trouble, so, you know. But, I mean, we were all kids once, so we should be able to give our opinion on the matter because we might have gone through that. They crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. People do seem to forget that. I've had people come to me and ask me questions and talk to them, talk to me about their children. And I'm like, well, that's the first thing I say to them is, well, yeah, you got to realize, though, we were that age at one time, too. And I've always got, well, I didn't do that. I said, well, yeah, I may not have either, but it's a different time that we're living in. But at the same time, as children, we've all tried to buck against the system or buck against our parents and try to be rebellious in our own ways. We've all tried to do it. I agree with that. I think sometimes we get old, we get to be adults, and we forget that we were badass kids. We might have been a little hoover.
I'm bad.
But we were some sneaky. I know I was sneaky as a kid.
Yeah, but
today's kids. Ain't no talk about me. I know I would. Jesus.
Yeah, but today's kids is a different breed than what we were.
Yeah, that's
true. We got kids today. Yeah, because the parents, it's like, oh my God, you shut the fuck up. No, you shut the fuck up, Ma.
Oh.
I hate you.
Well, now, whoop ass, fat rod.
Yeah, whatever. That's a mud hole gets stumped to somebody. You don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that. You shouldn't get rewarded with something that you have a work for. And there are different ways to work and get stuff. Just because you say, oh, I want this, then you need you.
Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with that right now.
Oh boy. it's a mess. It's a mess, and I can imagine because now you're you're a step parent, right?
You call me his dad, so you don't say stepdad, so that's a good plus for me. But at least, like I say, he be still trying. Like, it's stuff he want, and like I tell him, I don't mind getting it as a parent. I don't mind doing it for a child, whether you mind, not, whatever. But the thing is, you have to earn that. You have to show humility in order to get that. Like, don't think you're supposed to get rewarded because you're getting good grades. That's what you're supposed to do when you're 15, 16, 17, hell, even 13 and 14. You're supposed to get good grades. You're supposed to respect authority, whether it's your parents, school official, all that. You're supposed to do that. So when you finally get together and do it for about a good 3 months and you think, oh, I'm about to get a new iPhone, now you're going to get a phone without no iPhone. I don't even have an iPhone.
But I know. Exactly. You want to try to upgrade yourself too fast. Like, you got to crawl before you walk.
look, it's like my pops told me one day when I finally got my first job, he said, son, it's the level to this thing called life. And if you're not mature enough to handle the elevation that come in life, you're not going to be able to handle the blessings that come with it. You sure can't handle the storms and the hardships that come with it. I take that hard to this day.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is very true. Wherever you go in life, you're gonna get knocked around. It's just life. Mm. It's a part of growing. It's a part of living. And if it was too easy, well, what would be the point? Because if it's too easy to come by, it's very easy to lose it, and you won't have any appreciation. I'm sure out of the three of us as kids growing up, we wanted stuff easy and we got it. Like Christmas, you want all that stuff for Christmas and you got it. But then did you really appreciate half of it?
Oh, I had.
Come on, you talking, man. You talking. You talking.
My mother would take me if I left my toys out somewhere. She'll tell me once if I didn't do it, they get taken away for it. But then you ask my cousin, oh no, Matt, he was spoiled. His mother got him everything.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate when people say that because you are only child, they automatically assume that you're spoiled.
Well, that's because, like I told them, my dad is one of the
people.
So we want a son. It was like, okay, you know, brother or sister had to get him his shoes or,
mm-hmm.
or a dress or something. That's what that money had to go for.
And just because, and just like with any other child, just because as the only child you ask for something, it's not necessarily me, you're going to be. I mean, I've got no, as a child, plenty of time and money, you know, we were, we was okay, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was some rough times there, but
two weeks or three weeks from now,
you'll be able to, you know, but automatically, oh, I bet you're spoiled. No. I bet you don't know how to share. You don't know what the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me about my food. There's certain things I share my food, and then there's certain things don't ask me for it, because damn it, you ain't gonna get none, and that ain't got nothing to do with me being spoiled. That's just that I want you to have my shit.
That's how bad I'm.
Exactly. I want to eat it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you gotta respect it. Don't ask me for my cake. So I won't get it on my damn cake. Don't eat cake, no cake. Get your own piece of cake.
Yeah. I'll give you the recipe.
And I'll give you.
Trying to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sit here like, I'm in the hood, so ain't no reason for me to try to get them get a good education.
Because I'm in the hood.
Yeah.
Okay. Blue, what you think?
I feel like it's a fact. In some cases, it's the actual fact. I say like 98% of the time, it's the fact. If you ain't got no heads, if you don't have nobody turning their nose up at you saying that you can't do this or that's impossible, that's stupid. Why would you want to do that? If you ain't got nobody saying that, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't making moves. You ain't making decisions. You ain't making money moves. It's hard to be signed to say you ain't doing it. You ain't popping. You popless. You know what I'm saying? You just float in the wind. Just wait for the next breeze to send you somewhere else. That's all you're doing.
That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's fact, though. A lot of people don't realize your haters are your biggest fans. They're your biggest supporters. Because even though they don't support you, they pushing other folks to say, hold up. He really don't like this dude. Let me see what's really going on with this person. She really don't like that woman. Let me see what's going on. That hate draws people to what you're doing, and it elevates your success. And a lot of folks don't realize that, but I need to put that on paper somewhere. I forget that. Oh, but, yeah, you know.
Well, I don't have none. Kind of
like looking at
home.
Yes, you do.
I don't have haters.
Yeah, well, girl, woman, and I said I wasn't gonna cuss no more, and I done slipped up and cussed Jeff, and I don't do it. Let me be great. You got haters. You might not acknowledge them, and sometimes that's a real strength. That's patience, but not acknowledge them. Right? You might not acknowledge them. But them niggas there, they there.
You got haters. That's the ultimate sign of hate right there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come.
And then don't come. I got one, man. Come on. Oh, this right here. I'm going to come listen to your show, and they behind them never show up.
Exactly.
That's a hater. Like I said, you might not pay attention to them because you got tunnel vision. You trying to see what the next picture gonna be, but they there.
Mhm.
I don't
pay attention. They looking. They watching. They say, "What the hell is he doing on that hill?"
If I be real honest here, because I mean I know there I can hold one hand and know that there are a handful of people that truly, truly like me. They like me for me, and they've taken the time to get to know me. You know what I'm saying? And when they do finally meet me in person, they're like, oh, you're just like you are on Facebook. Like, you really ain't no different. And I'm like, this is who I truly am. So I know that there are people that, I know for a fact there are people that don't like me. The child I say is, the people around here don't like me. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. You know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. You can feel it, can't you? It's like,
I see.
Yeah, I know the
answer. Uh-huh, because I don't speak. Like, I'm like this. You staring at me ain't going to make me do nothing. If you want to speak and know what I'm doing, ask me what's going on, stop and ask me. Staring at me is going to make me act stupid and stare right back at you. Or it's going to make, now it makes me give you the eye.
I figured that.
So, you know, if that's considered a hater, okay. I don't really pay them into the picture. I'm just too busy doing it.
I can't go.
He's looking at you like, what's she doing? What's she doing?
Well, I just. Why? That's all I said. Like, you know, and I get what y'all saying, and I agree with what y'all saying. But I try to keep my low key.
Yeah.
when I want.
But it's like I said, you might not acknowledge them, but you know they're there. And see that's why I say that's a real strength to have. When you know they're there, they watching, they looking, they wondering what you're doing, and can't do nothing about it, so you keep moving. Cause a person that know they got here is like, yeah, I'm not hanging your face, what you gonna do about it? Mm-hmm. You gonna bust the work? Okay, I'll move on to the next thing. I'm back in your face again. What's happening? Okay. But hold on, like I said, you got tunnel vision, so of course you don't see them, but you know they're there.
I don't know if it's so much I have tunnel vision,
or
I just don't give a damn. Because
that too, like I said.
It's always been that way,
mm-hmm,
since I can remember. People have disliked me simply because of how I carry myself. I was too fat, but I had self-esteem. I was fat and I had self-esteem. That's a double entendre. You don't get that.
I'm using big word for your haters. They
got to
look that shit up.
That's their problem.
They about to find Webster's, Marion. They kind of find all the dictionaries. They about to go on their phone. What the hell is double? What the hell is untimed? What the hell is that? What's that mean? Shit, they're using big words and stuff. I don't like that. I don't like her. I don't like her not just for that.
Right now,
What the fuck she got to use that big word? What the fuck she just call me?
Oh, my God.
Call me.
I mean,
entendre.
Yeah.
How you spell that?
Entendre.
Oh, what the hell does that mean? How you even come up with a word like that? That ain't a real word. It's a made-up word. That's what I had to do.
It is what it is, but it goes back to when we got our new vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can count on one hand how many people were like, the other ones, they were like, oh, yeah, they on your Facebook page. They don't say shit to you in the street in town,
mm-hmm,
right? They don't say shit. They won't even... Like, it gets so quiet, you can hear a rat piss on cotton when you come around, right? But
right.
It's like, I had one that says, oh, that's you? Oh, that you was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, that's the car that you took a picture of and played on Facebook. But, yeah.
That shit gets fucked up. I'm going to know if we don't play that shit, though. I'm going to put that shit out there right now. I'm going to find your ass. You will get got the Northern
stuff.
None
of
that's in the hospitality
booth. Oh, it looked bigger on the picture. It looked bigger in the picture.
They got on the uniform. Come on, man.
I said, oh, really? Well, hey, what can I say? It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's ours. And then that's another thing. Lately, I've had people beat me off of Facebook because of my political views. That's your president. He ain't running, and I ain't hiding it. I'm not going to stop saying what I feel. And then I had another one delete me because I say, and all that. You know, and I'm like, and then I get deleted. I'm like, well, damn, I thought we was cool. I thought the next time I come up your way, he told me to hit you up and you have to quit or play quit. But yeah, you deleted me.
I call that the Mary J. Blige syndrome. You know, Mary J. Blige talking about, you know, ain't got no man, can't find a man, can't get a man, can't keep a man. I love my man. Oh, fuck you, Marianne. I ain't talking about your album. Her album's still been done. It's the same.
I got one better than all that. And I never told nobody this, and I say I wasn't going to never tell nobody, but doggone it, it's 2017. I can talk about it now. This is three days before my wedding, April 23rd, 2016. It's 3 days before the wedding. I get a phone call. one of my exes hit me up the first day. She's like, so I hear you getting married. I'm like, yeah. I don't know what's going on. It should have been me. I was like, yeah, it should have been you. But the fact that it is, you didn't want me. You wanted what you were chasing. And the fact that I stopped chasing you, the chase got boring. So now you're trying to settle back. No, I ain't a little wreck, bitch. We ain't doing that, dude. Second day, it was an old flame. Every now and again, I converse with, talk to when I stay in Atlanta. Sometimes, this one was like, why you didn't tell me? I'm like, hold up, you had a whole dude when we was talking about getting together. What you tripping for? So you just gonna disrespect me like that? No, what you need to fix is the respect on your head. Your edges is missing. And I hung up on the day before, I just went and got my shoes. We ready to go forward because we just pretty much tired of it. I get a phone call. It was a good friend of mine. She decided she was gonna come out and confess to me that she liked me. I was like, I knew. Well, why you didn't do that? I'm like, I can't read minds. I'm not a ventriloquist. Tell me. I need to know. I'm like, but she beat you to it. That's all it is to it. And got mad, hung up, and made a big, long post about me. And when got ready to comment, she deleted me. I'm like, before I could even comment and give her a nice little pleasant rebuttal, she deleted me.
That happens.
So I made up in my mind then. I'm like, you know what? I can't love y'all like I love my wife. Like, I had to get going, cut the cord. Deuces. Ain't got time, bro. Mm-mm.
That's what you're supposed to. And then it's like, I had one back. It was earlier this year. I was going out of town. I post on Facebook, who's going out of town. He gone working, doing whatever. I'm at home holding down the fort. That's when I was taking up the carpet, doing work around the house, right? So, out of the blue, this dude, and he had all this conversation. First, you still doing your show? I'm like, no, I'm not right now. Some things. There's some things going on, but no, I'm not right now. I just kind of put it on hold for right now. I'll pick it up when I want. And I'm like, I said, listen, I'm good now. I'm happy now. I'm in a good situation. I'm in a good relationship. We're doing good. I'm happy. And I hope you are. I'm there. I'm like, well, you married, what the fuck you talking to me for? Conversation. It
didn't
mean
sending me
pictures of you supposed to be with some bonded shit. I'm like, me and my boo don't get down like that.
He said he like that 50 Shades of Grey stuff. He like that Mr. Black stuff. Okay, all right. Nah, that dog won't hunt that off.
So I kindly went on my page and I kindly said, made a post, and I'm like, it's funny. You in a good situation, you're in a relationship, you single, and you trying to talk to people and put yourself out there meaning, nobody want to hit, nobody want to do nothing. You an hour and a half away, you couldn't do nothing. This dude comes out with 9 fucking states away and wipes me
9
up.
States, not one, but 9.
You in my inbox. Come 9 states away, wipes me up, and now you in my inbox. And hell, you just down the road, an hour and a half away, and you could make your way of him, but now you in my I'm wifey.
That's inspiration right there. I needed that. I did. I needed that inspiration. Cause, bruh, I'm like, I've been trying to figure out when I was single and just doing my thing. You didn't ring my phone. You didn't send me a message on Messenger. You didn't hit me on Snapchat. You didn't hit me on Instagram. Nothing. But the minute I put it on Facebook, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's her. Oh, you want to have a conversation. You want to talk now. You want to have a whole discussion about what the hell is going on. She cute, but she ain't me. No, she ain't you. She better than you. Now mind your business.
Exactly.
I'll tell it to you quick. Little mind your business. I ain't what's happening around here. I'm sorry. It's just, now the older y'all, if I was single, hey, you might have a chance, but now I ain't going, the dog ain't going to hurt around here. No,
No. Infiltrator. That's what I call him.
That's right. She ain't you, cause she got
set.
Exactly. She got
set.
She knew what
she
was. Exactly.
Bro, I'm talking about. I had to revamp my whole squad, bro. I had to cut all the players, all the franchises. So I got an MVP. I'm sorry. My MVP trumped your franchise. I'm sorry. I'm good.
You ain't got
a
friend.
That's why I don't got exes, or if somebody cussed me out, I'll be like, oh, you. Somebody, oh, you got
the
girl. You can't say
anything.
You ain't
about
nothing
right now. That's why them haters come me out. So I let them stand there to keep putting it in their face.
Yeah.
Let me
exactly.
out.
Exactly. That's how you gotta do it.
And I'm good at them damn subliminal posts. Mm-hmm. And if a hit dog hollers, oh well, hit dog, it must have been about him.
It's like Steve Harvey said, you throw a rock at a pack of dogs and one of them, yep, that's the one you hit.
Hey.
I remember when you posted a picture when you stayed at the hotel.
At the Ritz.
Yeah, and that chick was going to hit you up, can I borrow $50 or something like that?
Yes.
What the damn thing, that's the Ritz, you ain't got no money.
Who the fuck you saying, Boston? Now that bitch, I had to cut her out. You need to say your motherfucking place, Rover. What is wrong with you? Hey, really? You gonna trap me like that? I, you know what I got in my pocket. I may not have $50 in my pocket, but the pussy is golden. The pussy is golden. Hey, Eva, fuck. But for those that don't know what he's talking about is Oprah has a comfort food line that is going to come out in September. And the name of it is, oh, that's good. That's the name of her food line. So
we ain't going to tell you what kind of problem that name was. Because it was a big problem.
That's because you over there had a queen.
But she was like, oh, that's good. I'm like, what's good? Oh, that's good.
That's the name of it. If I can find you. So keep talking. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Oh,
it's called Acorn.
A-C-O-R-N-S.
It invests your spare change, is what it does. Acorns.
What does that sound familiar? Like, is that that one you can go there and say you want to buy up a dot gift for somebody and send it to them?
I don't know if you can do that with Acorns or not.
I know it was some site that you can go there and say you want to buy up Google stock.
Mm-hmm.
You just go there and it's like a, let's say, $50 for X amount of stock, and you send it to that person. And that person can either get the $50 or they can invest it in that stock or any other stock.
Hmm. Well, this is what it's about.
I might look into it.
That's what they say about Acorns and what it is. Invest the change from your everyday purchases in over 3,500 stocks and bonds. It's welcome to micro investing. Investing was for the wealthy, and now it's for everyone. Acorn helps you save and invest small amounts regularly into your own diversified portfolio. Start with just your spare change and join over 1 million taking steps to improve their future. It only takes minutes.
Let's check that up.
Painly invest your spare change into a diversified portfolio of over 7,000 stocks and bonds. Easily invest for recurring investments. You can either do it daily, weekly, or monthly. One-time investments, referrals, and money found. You can watch your progress, check in on your account from anywhere. It's SIPC protected, up to $500,000 to protect against fraud so your money is secure. Stay educated. Gain access to our online personal finance publication, Bro Magazine. And you can withdraw money at any time, no charge.
That's
And the price is $1 per month for accounts investing less than $5,000. After your account grows past the $5,000, the fee switches to 0.025% per year. At $5,000, that's about $1 a month. That's like 3 semi-fancy cups of coffee. You know how you do it. A year just investing your... You know you do.
That's what it says.
In a year, just to invest in your future. In order for Acorns to invest your spare change from purchases, which is part of why we charge $1 per month, you would need they got to connect with a bank. Don't worry, they have a 256-bit encryption. That's a nerdy way of saying we're secure as the people you bank with. Now stop reading and get invested.
What would that get is
encryption? 256-bit encryption.
Bitcoin. Yeah, but it was another type of...
No, that's bit encrypted. Like FDIC.
Yeah, but I was wondering if that is connected with Acorns. Like my aunt was talking about, because they're connected with a lot of companies. So your debt is actually going in gold instead of money. So you're getting paid for it, but the gold is worth more than the money.
Yeah.
But it's like Bitcoin. You buy, let's say, stock, buy hotel rooms, all this other stuff.
With
Bitcoin? Well, let's say $250.
Bitcoin is supposedly it's going to be a new. You know how people always talk about this financial shifting, the shifting. Well, Bitcoin is supposed to be going to replace money. So the stock was down. So you got into it. You should have got it a long time ago.
I know I started to
And I don't know about you being grandfathered in, but it's definitely something to look into. Just trying to understand the financial shifting, because a lot of people doing it. And I see a lot of people on, you know, in these money groups talking about income shifting, but I just don't quite get it.
It's like you're putting your money into something and let it work for you.
Well, you, this woman on my page that told me about it, like, you take your money and you have your own business and you put your money back into your business, and you basically, it's almost like you're paying yourself. But then you, you're open to, like, you don't have to pay taxes, as much taxes and stuff like that, because you're actually, you're working for yourself. It's something like that. Like I told you, I don't get it. Maybe I'll have her come on the show and talk about income shift.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. I'll see if she wants to come on the show. And, cause she's out, she's based out of Chicago.
Sounds good.
But she's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that are income shifting, and they're all over the world, you know. So it's not like you just people in one place. But this was just the woman that asked me about the information, that told me about the information.
Mm-hmm.
She's based out of Chicago. She was just in Atlanta a couple months ago about her company. Her business is called Econ, and it was a big Econ gathering of some kind in Atlanta about a month ago or 2 months ago. And you got to, she got to actually meet the CEO of Econ. He's a black man. So I'll see if she wants to come on the show and explain to our listening viewers what income shifting is and how you can go about doing it.
I like that. I'm making more money.
You said it's true. No,
I didn't. Because if I got no, because you ain't say I had to get X amount of people to get a profit. That's not a pyramid scheme. That's what she's saying? Oh, then that's a pyramid scheme.
She also has on there, you know, we always, I hear people talking about repairing their credit, paying people to repair their credit. I can understand that if you got a lot going on with your credit, but still, why would you want to pay someone to do it? I mean, I understand if you need, like, advising how to do something, or
most of these financial helpers, they're gonna gather up and say you owe $50,000 in bills and in debt. Now they may drop that down from $50,000 to, you know, $30,000. So you're gonna be paying.
But you can do that on a site called Credit Shield, like, because what Credit Shield do, 360 Credit Shield, they will and they'll contact your creditors and work out a group, because they have lawyers and things like that that contact your creditors and set up a payment plan or a payout, whichever one that works beneficial to you. And if you also have issues that someone is trying to sue you for whatever that you owe, they'll even do those claims in your name for you, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I understand some people need help, but a lot of times you have to be very particular. You know the woman I had on my show, Nativia? Nativia Hurd, she's really good. She's good. I would trust her. If I needed help, I would trust Nativia to do it. But some of these other people that post about they are credit repair. You got to be careful because there's a lot of scammers.
What's that?
America
Group? America
something?
Yeah, don't go to that one.
No. It's a few of them. It's a lot of them that are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that woman that got shot and killed in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and I told you she was in that group I'm in, they were saying that she was allegedly scamming people out of their money, and they allegedly, that's why she may have gotten murdered, allegedly. And now it's allegedly her husband put a increased insurance policy on her,
mm-hmm.
and killed her for the insurance policy. Allegedly.
I'll go for the second story. That sounds more, you know.
Allegedly. Okay. Make sure you put alleged.
Yeah.
Don't want.
That's right, Wendy. Allegedly.
Get my Wendy Williams though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll see if I can get her to come on the show and explain to everyone what income shifting is. Because she always wants to get more people. So come on, explain it to us, and we'll see what we can do. If it's something that we can do or want to do. So I'll try to hit her up and see what she says. She might be like, no. I don't know. No, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, okay.
I was just doing some more research about that Acorn stuff. You talking about... Look, I'm trying to get some diversified funds going on in my pocket right by now. I ain't even playing with
it. Every time I hear diversified fund, I always hear, I think of Charlie Murphy. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, his Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He had Wu-Tang paying out there for the investment. Diversify your funds, nigga.
I'm miserable, Charlie. Charlie Murphy and Bernie Mac. They in heaven cracking everybody up.
Telling
them crazy ass stories. And Bernie Mac standing around telling him, what your black ass doing here? Hey, and go, nigga. That's what Charlie done. Look, don't you know who I am?
He's scared of you, motherfucker.
That's a show right there, boy. Oh, rest in peace, Charlie. You know, he was on Power, too, right? And everyone on Power didn't even know he was sick. He kept his cancer, his leukemia diagnosis, very close to his chest. You know, a lot of his family did, though.
Well, that's what you gotta do, because, you know, the family man would be like, hey, I got some news. I'll sell it to you.
Okay, Bobby Brown, Verna.
That's right.
Well, that woman, Verna, and that woman named Bobby Brown.
That's her name. You know.
Oh, let me hustle. Somebody be on solo. She on Facebook. She a company.
Well, good. Come on. You don't want none of this.
Yeah, she'll try to come for you, boy.
Oh, Verna, we talking about her black ass.
Look at you.
What? Huh?
Instigating ass.
I ain't instigating. I'm just
running high. Throw bricks. Right. Throw bricks
run,
and running high.
I don't run high. I'm like, yeah, I
put your hands in your pocket. Throw rocks and then put your hands in your pocket.
Hey, I know.
Get your hand out your pocket.
I know when to choose my battle. This is the one I know I can win. That was Bernie Mac.
Allegedly. Wait, that's what she does. That's what she does.
Allegedly.
Get on Facebook and make posts. Allegedly.
I'll start a fireball with my mouth. Come on now.
Hey, that's my name.
You certified the deep.
I'm certified with my mouth.
Yeah.
It's nasty sometimes.
I know that. Yeah.
I didn't watch you anymore.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
Ain't no allegedly.
Yes, it is.
That's certified right there.
No,
but
it's a
you got a stamp on it. You got people putting your name in there. Asasha. Boom, big old stamp. Got a mouth on her. Boom, she got a mouth on her.
Whatever. I'm also trying to have somebody come on the show and tell us how to coupon. Because this coupon game is outrageous, man. Like, it's more to it than I thought it ever was. I'm like, well, dang. This how y'all get down on the coupon? They call it coupon fear. When people are actually going. They got their coupon theories.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and they buy inserts of coupons that you may want.
Yeah.
I did.
I watched that show when you could come on TLC.
On an extreme couponer.
Yeah.
I didn't know they bought. I never seen it when they would buy inserts. I always saw the damn people sitting there for hours at a time printing that shit off with 2-3 different printers.
They do that, and they also go door to door and collect coupons. They also see them online, buy them online. You might get $500 worth of coupons for, say, $55.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
They'll send them to you in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, like, they'll send you actual paper coupons. They call them your coupons. I got dusted by my coupons here.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I'm like sleeping.
And then some are in the email. They just get a coupon.
They do.
I'm like, well, damn, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, does somebody have such and such and such and such? I need coupons for this, that, and the third.
That's like when we used to do with baseball cards and, you know, well, I got
selling trade.
Yeah. Well, you give me this card, and I'll give you that card. Okay.
Well.
Oh, yeah, I remember him, dude.
The only thing I sell and trade was bubblegum wrap.
Yeah, you, like the what, the Joe Bubblegum? Joe Blow?
Joe Blow.
Yeah. Those are money makers right now.
Well, I don't have no more.
Anything that, man, you ever get a ball?
I'm going to sell my Teddy Ruxpin. It's not in the box, though.
They don't care. You might have a dealer out there that needs, you know, some packing of it. Light up for $35 and
well,
for $1,600.
I got a tear up. Bring mama, bring you. I ain't never played with him. I used to have a doll that you could put in the water and she was cool. Oh, I don't have her anymore. Then I had, you remember the little doll that wore skates and she would skate across the floor? I had that too. I don't have it anymore.
I still got all my old toys. From Voltron, from Silverhawk, to G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Dig them up. You know?
I understand.
So, I got, like, talking about this big and that one. I got about 6 feet. I have Voltron for me. We got all the parts. Nothing broken on it. Maybe a little.
Sure. Are you sure?
You sound like my cousin with the Ghostbusters house and the car and all that.
Mm-hmm. The old fashioned, the matchbox,
car.
All that old
kind of stuff. I even had a, you know how the Smurfs had a record player? I had that. And the book,
yeah,
that had,
days, man.
The book that had records in them.
Mm-hmm.
I still got the whole Fraggle Rock. You remember Fraggle Rock? And the books that had the records?
Mm-hmm.
I got the whole Fraggle Rock collection of books. Every one of them.
That's worth a lot of money.
Everyone, because I got them in the mail. Every Fraggle Rock book. Even when the little, you know, the little workers, and they would be working, and they always talk about the Fraggle Rock. There's even a book about the little workers and how they become, if they don't work, they become Fraggle Rock. That's how they become Fraggle.
I didn't know that.
The little yellow workers that we built
the little hard hats.
When they stop working and they get lazy, they consider the Fraggles lazy. And that's what happens to the little. They get bigger and they become Fraggles. I got the whole, it was like 10 books all together. And I got all 10 of them.
Yeah.
It was like the last story, I think. The last book. And the little workers were what keep Fraggle Rock working together. They actually build Fraggle Rock. They built it. And one day, a little worker, he decided that he was not going to work today. And then he turned into a Fraggle. Yep, I got the whole collection.
That's on my Fraggle Rock, and I wanted at least 5 of them. I could never get them because it cost too much.
What, the book?
No, yes, I could never get them. Like, my mama said, that cost too much. I'm like, but they, and I did not talk back to my mama because she would backhand me so fast, But look, I did have the whole G.I. Joe set. I'm talking about the Joes and the Cobras. I had them bad boys. I was like, no. Then I found out how valuable they were today. But this is the thing. I found out how valuable they were after the fact. I was so mad.
Oh, man. Mm. Yeah, don't they make you mad when you do stuff like that?
No.
You can get low for it.
I got some business. And the Ghostbusters. I wanted slime, but I could never get them. By the time I finally had the money to give them for myself, I was like, I had sold the whole set.
That's the thing, the one that cost me a lot was Optimus Prime and Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never get, I'm like, well, damn. But when I did see one from,
it was Ultimate Prime in a good one. I got it. Oh,
really? Mm-hmm.
Some parts are missing, but I'm like,
hey, I don't care.
Oh, I still got my cabbage patch.
Yeah,
mine. Oh,
man,
what you got a cabbage patch for?
Wait, that's the only one I couldn't get, those transforms.
The man that created
him,
his name on it.
That's right.
The hospital is still running.
That's the only thing I couldn't get was the Transformers. Like I almost every toy I wanted. I even had He-Man. I'm talking about Skeletor. I had them too. Skeletor and He-Man.
Or what's the name? The little magician.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name though, man.
Because He-Man had a little thing in his hand, so he could hold his sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did I need that for? I had a He-Man book. I want to know why I got it, because I had a He-Man book bag. And it came with the like a little keychain,
mm-hmm.
and the He-Man book bag came with the little zipper thing,
mm-hmm.
and the He-Man hung on it, and he had his sword, little saying is he was holding his sword, and his hand went like this, back and forth.
Oh,
but mine was Sheila. I had a Sheila book bag, and it had like her face on the book bag. You could, it was like it stuck out like that, like her body, but her face and her hair was on the book bag.
You don't have it.
No.
Man, look, we should do.
I got my mic.
Wait, didn't the Thundercats have an action figure?
That's worse, though.
What? What you saying, Blue?
I said, didn't the Thundercats have an action figure?
Yep.
So did.
Yep. Thundercats have. Mm-hmm. They had all of them. Like, at one time, you could get all of them. You could get, like, the little twins. You could get two of them at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them.
Oh, yeah. Them days, so far.
I didn't get them. I just watched the cartoon.
Yeah, of course.
It was or is going to be a Sailor Moon International Sailor Moon Convention in Atlanta.
I heard about that. I wasn't too sure where it was going to be.
It's in Atlanta.
I can see that. That goes along with Comic Con.
I was a Sailor Moon addict.
In
anime.
Yeah, anime.
Oh, I love some Sailor Moon.
I'm
all right,
man. I'm just a little
bruiser. What
you do?
I just
want
to see everybody.
If you don't go, you're going to figure out like a store or something and look at it. You're not a problem.
Kind of
like going to a
nudist
beach, you
don't want
to wear clothes.
Everybody
looking at you like,
I'm going to come up.
Well, I guess we don't talk enough about clothes. We can just get off the air.
You got put in work.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we talking about people. They know we gonna get our money for it.
They are still booger pickers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I seen a man do that in traffic one day. I just happened to glance over. He was picking his nose and then he put it in his mouth. I looked at him like out of the corner of my eye, like, OMG, really? I got so damn tickled. He needed some protein.
That means he's been doing that for a while.
You know, every time people do stuff, they say, oh, he's missing a mineral. He got an iron deficiency.
No, I thought you got stuff on hype.
Iron.
I don't know. You just got
a that's a mineral. He got a mineral. He misses a mineral.
He's just like soft thing in his mouth.
Soft green. Coffee. Oh my gosh. I was like, really, dude? You picking your nose and eating it? You know, it's like, wow. Yeah, you see crazy stuff in there. Had a real life.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a woman driving one day, and she had her cell phone popped up on the steering wheel, and she was holding the steering wheel with one hand and looking down and texting with the other hand.
Now, that's two things. That's kind of ingenious, and the other is dangerous because she hit somebody, that thing blew right in her face.
I got nothing to do with that, but she did. She was like this, like, well, you can't, nobody can see. But she was driving, she had it kind of like down at the bottom part of the steering wheel, kind of crapped up against her belly,
oh,
like
okay.
That.
I thought it was like right on the side.
No, it was a little bit. And then she was looking down and driving at the same time. Like, you know.
That's the kind of people, there's nobody in the back on the side. I'm about to slam the brakes.
somebody pulled down in front of her, and her reaction time was so slow. She almost got hit. It's sad. Like, it's not that important. Really? Just call them back. It's too old. Hey. Oh, like the girl did when she came up with her?
Mm-hmm.
She was drunk. And then she kept the pussy. What about the girl that threw the boiling water on the other girl?
Like that. Number one, they don't even have kids. Number two, if you do that, you can get the Germany. Done that stupid.
She threw hot boiling water on the child.
That had to make no kind of sense.
The little girl was asleep when she threw hot boiling water in her face. They're 12 years old. But that's what happened.
I want her to carry that. Go. It was 35 years.
Ooh.
There's the murder. Three. Attempted murder. You know she thought about it before she did it. Or wait till she goes to sleep and then.
Yep.
Go ahead and do that 35 or 45 years. You ain't need to be with the rest of smart people out here in the world. That was just dumb of you. Somewhere. Don't be trying to blame that YouTube video that came out probably 2-3 years ago about the hot water challenge.
Well, there's also the thing about the child that drunk was dared to drink hot boiling water. And she died last week sometime. Now she lived. She was on a breathing tube, and then she later on passed away from it. She was on a ventilator.
Mm-hmm. I didn't able to get a breathing tube down. You know what? You're just a dumbass for that. You know what? Some people, you deserve stupid stuff like that. But just because somebody dared you,
well,
she's a child. I don't know. When was the last time we was there and said, "Well, I dare you to hit your hand with a hammer. I dare you to stab yourself in the hand with a pencil."
Kids do that.
Wait, I ain't never heard nobody in my generation do something that stupid. Now we might have built a homemade ramp and jumped off, but that's different. You already know what the consequences is, but it wasn't a dare. It was like, come on, let's build a ramp and jump it. Okay. Wasn't like, oh, I'm going to build this ring. I'm not jumping over this car. Like, okay. Come on. What dumb is you to do like this?
She's a child.
No.
Yeah, kids do dumb stuff.
Yeah. For me, it's kind of like you got the, I don't know, what's that, little big shot, the Steve Harvey show. A lot of them just smart ass. Fucking children.
Oh my
God! They're just too smart. It's like, what that had to been called? We send the guy to be acting like that because her reflection is it. It's kind of like, you go to somebody's house or you go out, all the way told, you know, act like you got some homework.
Yeah.
So these kids out here, you're acting like you don't have a fault because you're sitting with a smart ass mouth. If you're sitting with a small ass mouth and you tell this stuff to a grown ass man, put your home chain in. You can't do that.
Ooh.
I would have got my ass lit up. You don't know that thing, Marcy? I thought you was grown. And I bet she's like, I said, if you're my child, ring your fucking neck. Well, I tell you. It's dangerous for little kids. He choked. Choke your ass out.
You
told
me?
No, it's just the way I just grew up. We don't do something like that. That's just a no-no to me.
I don't particularly like it either because I think they are still, some of them are bright little kids, and then some of them are just a bunch of little smarties. They really are. And they're like, let me just put you over here. Yeah, but, you know, kids do do stupid things. I see.
Your blood pressure went up a little bit, didn't it?
Did his blood pressure go up? I'm playing.
That's right.
I'm saying. He's mad over here. He's hot.
I'm saying his whole blood pressure went up.
Oh my God.
I'm highly pissed
off. I mean, hey, I feel what he's saying though, but at the same time, I'm like, bro, don't let that get your pressure up.
Like, control your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Those, like I said, those are the same ones. They get older, they're
going to
be
wanting to
take
Robin
steal from you.
Lil Ray didn't do it now, Lil Ray grown now. He did. What's that? I said,
they
don't want to be like, Lil Ray Ray didn't do that. No, you were like, he's a grown man. He did.
Yep. Lil Ray did it. No, Lil Ray Ray didn't do it. Well, it'll be out.
Lil Ray Ray.
I'm getting you off the air. You causing problems and confusion.
Let a drug down there stay in prison.
Did you call him a drug dealer?
Yeah.
Wow.
If
allegedly.
No, ain't no allegedly.
These views do not represent everyone on
Nighthawk. Wait, now, if somebody named Ray Ray, Jumba, TT, name, just like, he drew not the link. Think about all the Junebugs and the JJs and the Peanuts and the Blacks and all the other nigga world.
Some guy or some.
They all, you know. Huh? They all went to prison. You now delinquent.
You out here, man? You done took your blood pressure pill?
Both of y'all.
See, Bruno, what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about he had just gone a whole good 0 to 100 real quick vent. I'm like, yeah, I understand. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need him to stop the caffeine.
Ooh, I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired. You don't want me out. So... that's all I got for.
Okay.
You know, there are risks now that the hotel is saying that Usher needs to go to the day with Cornish. They got receipts. And that one of the workers at the hotel said that he was there. I don't know if she's in her brain. I can't tell you.
Well, but his name.
I don't know. Allegedly. Anyway. Y'all have a good weekend. Maybe I'll. Maybe I have better energy next week. I won't be so tired if I don't be drunk. It'll be my birthday. I'm gonna get lit.
We going on the what? On the 14th?
I'm gonna turn up.
On the 14th to the
17th. The turn up will be real.
And it will be televised.
No, it won't.
She said, no, we ain't going that far. Some things can't be telegraphed. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
That's how I feel, though. Like, some things you ain't going to find out. You may find out better later through pictures, but I ain't going to tell you.
Well,
yeah.
Now, that's right, Blue. We are not, no. You right, Blue.
You won't be
that
Malia?
No. It will not be televised, no. Or Facebook Live, or Instagram, or Snapchat.
It won't be no Snapchat, no. Ain't no Snapchat that, no.
No.
Yeah, because I'll be the one acting a fool. Yeah, bitch, she out here for her birthday. What now?
There you go. Wow.
You are out here, bro.
Stop giving them people an ass time. I don't give my haters out of airplay. I'm not giving them airplay. You get your own show on Blog Talk, and you name it whatever you want to name it. And then you can talk about whatever you want to talk about on your show. But I'm not giving them airtime like that. I'm good. So, I'm going to tune in and turn up. And actually, I'm just going to turn in. So, I'm going to holler at y'all, good people. Hope you enjoy the show. Hope you found it entertaining. So we'll be back,
please come back
Sunday on SNM Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I had a brain fart. It's the LA.
Just tired of waking.
So we'll be back on SNM Radio Monday. Monday again will be our financial show. Woo-hoo. We're going to talk about money matters and why it should matter for you. So, I hope you get your papers up. So, we'll see you then. And Wednesday will be S&M relationship show. We're going to hit that disclose stuff again because I was kind of not on my P's and Q's. But Wednesday will be S&M relationship show, and then Friday, I don't know, it may not be a show Friday because that will be my birthday weekend, and I plan to do something and not be at home. If I am, then I plan to be doing dirty, nasty things that little children should not see pretty. How's that? Sound like one. So, as always, this is your girl, Yasiba Sasha, coming to you live from another episode of Sasha Night Talks with Sasha, with my co-host and partner in crime, Max Rice, and my brother from another mother, Mr. Blue. As always, be good, be safe. We want to talk about you and not read about you. So, y'all do your thing over the weekend and have a good one. Be safe. Bye.
because